Motherfucker, you call Little Cross, king of the madhouse, gone too soon. Motherfucker, you touch it, touch it.
Hi, how you guys doing? Hi. Why am I leaning over? I can just bring this up. I'm leaning all fucking stupid over to the microphone when I can just extend it right to fuck here, right to the mouth. Oh, speaking of the mouth.
98.6.
The mouth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody. It's Dwight. We're here to do prank calls. Hi, say Skype. Hi, guys. You're already active. I don't know. I got to turn you on. You just click that button, the unmute button. The unmute, and then you talk.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Dwight the mouth.
Hold on. Let me push the button.
Speaking of the mouth, Milk Man, what that mouth do? What it do?
It said 98.6 and hatched a whole new scene. Yeah, baby.
Oh.
Carrying on the tradition, my brother.
Hang on. Let me get my hand on my pants. It's too early to be, you know, this aroused. Oh, my God. Every time Milkman gets on.
You guys spend the whole show edging.
I'm not wearing any pants, D.Y.
I'm not either, man. That's a pantsless show. Take them pants off.
All right.
Happy all Father's right. Day before Father's Day to the dads and people who don't know yet that they're dads.
All you fathers that are mothers.
mother fathers. Yeah, that's what you are, mother. Yeah, you mother fathers.
To everyone who knocked up a girl last night and doesn't know it yet.
You'll get to celebrate Father's Day next year.
Yeah.
That is scary. You could be a father right now and not know it. You might not know it months from now. And then you should retroactively be like, bitch, where's my Father's Day gift? You knew you were pregnant on Father's Day and you cheated me out of a gift? I hate you. You know, this might be grounds for divorce. Be like, hey, bitch, we're gonna just go ahead and just get up out of here.
Or speak with the pharmacy or press 7.
Jesus Christ.
For immediate service, please try our easy-to-use CVS Pharmacy app, where you can refill prescriptions, check your order status, and more.
7.
Pharmacy, speak with staff.
What happened to 5?
Would you like to receive a one-time text with a link to download this? If that's all you need, you may hang up now. Or what else can I help you with today?
Pharmacy!
Are you calling for the pharmacy? Say yes or press 1. No,
yes.
Or press 2. Okay.
Typical fucking woman.
Sorry. What do you need? You can say, refill a prescription, or press 1.
Sorry, I don't understand.
COVID, flu, or other vaccination inquiries, or press 2. For immediate service, please try our easy-to-use CVS Pharmacy app, where you can refill prescriptions, check your order status, and more. To receive a one-time text with a link to download the CVS app, say yes or press 1
and
confirm your mobile number. Otherwise, say no or press 2. One moment while I transfer you to the pharmacy for assistance.
Oh, my God.
Finally.
CVS app today from the App Store.
Hi, how are you? I'm calling about a prescription that I need. Well, I don't know if I have a prescription for it, actually. But I want to see if it's available.
For what pharmacy?
For this pharmacy.
What is your date of birth?
It's 4-1 of 99.
And your name?
My name is Dwight, and I'm calling about, I'm actually trying to figure out if it's for me. I weigh about 125 pounds, and I'm 6'3". I'm trying to get a prescription for Ozempic, because I don't want the fat people to have access to it. I just want to kind of hoard it, even though I don't really need it. What are the chances I can get? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you fill with this pharmacy?
Well, I will be filling with this pharmacy. I heard there's a lot of large people. They're like, what are the Girl Scout cookies called? Samoas? The Samoa cookies? And I heard that they get the Ozempics, and I just want to make sure that they can't get it.
Okay. I mean, if they have a prescription, then they can get it.
Okay, but if I fill a prescription before then I would get it, right? Because I know it's in short supply right now.
It's whoever gets whoever has a prescription.
Okay, but what if I push them down?
Well, I wouldn't know why they're getting in. We wouldn't know why.
So if you saw somebody come in, like, let me put a scenario in. They're 5'1", 385 pounds. You wouldn't know why they're getting Ozempic? What are you, stupid?
Okay, so if they have a prescription, and whoever gets here first with the prescription, that's how the order is.
But that's what I'm saying is I'm 6'3", 125 pounds. You would give it to me first, right? Because I've been making healthy choices.
No, it's whoever brings in the prescription at first.
Okay, so if they cut me in line, like if they threw their weight around and they cut me in line, then you would give it to them first? I don't understand.
Okay, do you have a prescription here?
Well, I will be. I just moved to the island. I'm asserting my mainland privilege.
So where is your prescription at right now? Do you want to transfer it?
It's in my hand.
What is the issue right now?
It's in my hand. I found a doctor, and they wrote it for me. I told them my plan, and they're on board. So it's in my hand.
Okay.
How much Ozempic should I...
Are you gonna bring it in?
Yes, I am. How much Ozempic should I drink on a weekly basis?
Okay. So the max, whatever your insurance is, the max is 90-day supply.
Right, but how much of it do I drink on it? Like, what is the supply chain issue? What, like, how much do I drink of it?
What do you mean drink of it? You mean inject?
No, drink it. I heard you drink it.
It's an injection.
Okay. To tell you the truth, I don't want to inject it. I'm afraid of needles. I just want to get the Ozempic from you guys, and then
comes in an injection form.
Okay. Well, I want to put it on the floor and just step on it in front of people.
Okay.
That's really what I want to do. I just want to be like, hey, look at this. I'm mainland rich, and I put the Ozempic on the ground and I step on it.
Okay, how can I help you, sir?
Listen, when's the last time that you saw someone boof some Ozempic? Because I think I could get on board with that.
How can I help you?
I don't know if you can help me. Do you have Ozempic?
What strength is your prescription for?
100.
It doesn't come in 100.
Yes, it does, because you go from 25 to 50 to 100. Listen, I used to be fat. I know the rules.
Okay, just come in with your prescription.
But I don't have a prescription.
We do close at 6 o'clock.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Mainland privilege says you don't close till 8.
That shit's $1,000 a month. You'd be stepping on them too.
Well, that's that mainland. We got that mainland privilege. We get them. We get them cashes. How can I help you?
Yeah, thank you, Islander.
Should have told her that you were sourcing some Ozempic from a lab in India, like in the South Park episode, and that you're gonna outcompete her. You're gonna sell it for half price.
Ask them if they want to put in an order from our compounding pharmacy.
Right.
We run a compounding pharmacy out of our garage.
We can get it cheaper.
Listen, we can help the people. We can help them. Don't worry about it.
Hello, Mona Pharmacy. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling about a prescription I have right here.
Sure.
And I just had some questions about it. I haven't filled here previously. I have a paper and I need to bring it in. But I have questions about the drug before I fill it.
Okay. Like what kind of questions about the drug?
So it's, I don't know, how do you pronounce Ozempic? I think it's foreign.
Ozempic?
Probably. I thought it was foreign. I thought it was foreign.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm traveling under the sea.
Side effects, that sort of question.
Oh yeah, the side. Well, operations more like. It says right here like to inject it, but it doesn't say where to inject it.
Oh, okay, okay. Let me go ahead and transfer you over to the pharmacist.
Okay.
Ah. Hi, thank you so much for holding. You had a question about a medication?
Yeah, the Ozempic.
Oh, the Ozempic?
Yeah. It didn't say where to inject it. In my only previous experience with injectable medications was for an erectile dysfunction pill, or it wasn't a pill, but it was an injection that I took. So that's where I did the Ozempic as well. And I'm having some like engorging problems. It's red.
It's red. Where you put it?
Yeah, in the head. Yeah, and I've got back pain.
Oh, okay. So for the Ozempic, areas that you can administer it will be like in the abdomen area, so at least like 2 inches away from the belly button. Can do upper arm or into the thigh.
Okay, I didn't fill it here. The actual place that I filled it at, they're closed right now. They've been closed for like 3 weeks. I don't know what's going on. Like nobody answers.
Oh,
but. I think the needle is abnormally long. Like this needle is, I don't know, close to 6 inches, and I feel like it's gonna break off when I inject myself.
You said 6 inches?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so six.
That is,
it's that 6 inches.
That is a very long needle for Ozempic. What are you using this medication for? Is it for diabetes or blood sugar?
No, this one. I actually got this. From a guy, I don't know if I'd call him a pharmacist per se. He says he has a compounding pharmacy, but it's a garage. Okay. It's a garage. And like you have to knock, like I did 3 knocks and they came out and those squirt guns, like the tubes, like you pull it back and you get water and then you squirt it. It's like one of those, but with a needle. I tried injecting it into my arm, but the needle came out the other side, and it sprayed down my shirt.
Okay. So you received a compounded medication from someone?
Yeah, from a garage.
So it's not.
It used to be a car garage, and now it's like different. A lot of paint shakers, shakes stuff, and there's tables, and a lot of people that don't speak the. The English, I think they're Hindi.
Oh, are you calling from the mainland?
No, no. I moved here from the mainland. I have my cell phone, my cellular telephone. Yeah, gotcha. I just moved here, and they said, you know, originally they told me, they said, oh, you're just used to mainland pharmacies. This is what pharmacies are on the island. And then the garage. I went to the garage, and I knocked, and I handed them my paper.
That's very interesting. I'm not sure about that. Could you spell the name of the medication for me, just so I know it's the right one?
Yeah, OZEMPICKZ. That's the one they gave me.
Okay, I do not see that as a medication. I'm not too sure.
The C is like half bracket though, and the O is actually a zero.
Okay, I am not too sure about this, only because compounded pharmacies do things differently. I'm not familiar with the pharmacy that you're talking about. Did it have a name?
The pharmacist made me kiss them on the way out. Like, I thought it was an island thing.
No, that's not. So I don't think you should use this medication. You know your doctor that gave you the prescription?
Yeah, they work out of the same building.
Oh, okay. And you're located where?
I'm in Honolulu currently. And when I look at this tube right here, everything looks to be in Russian, and there's a picture of a farm animal on the tube.
I see. I don't think you should take that medication.
I've already taken the first, I guess, what is it, regimen?
In that case, maybe you should try bring it into an urgent care and show one of the doctors there just to double check, because it sounds like a medication that I am not familiar with, so I wouldn't be able to help you with that.
Oh, so it's not a normal medication? Is that what you're saying?
No, so it sounds similar to another medication, but the needle wouldn't be 6 inches long. And the name wouldn't be spelt like that.
Yeah, and I found it really weird that it made my missing teeth regrow.
Yeah, that is very strange.
Hang on. I gotta get this out of my system. Hang on. I gotta get this. Oh, that feels better. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I throw up a little bit.
Yeah, you should go to emergency room.
But I can't leave the bathroom. I can't leave the bathroom right now. There's things afoot.
Okay, I'm going to have you, how about you, after we get off the phone, call 911, let them know what happened, okay? And then they can help you.
Okay, what is 91? It's the same number on the island? 911 is the same number?
Yes, it's the same number.
Okay, what
so
do I tell them?
After you hang up.
What do I tell them?
You tell them exactly what you told me, okay. And that you took this medication and you're not feeling well, and then they can help you from there, okay?
Okay. And how long does it take them to come? Because I just threw up a lot of hair.
It depends on where they are. They'll be able to help you more with that, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. You have a good day, okay? I hope you feel better. I hope you feel better, sir. Okay, give them a call, all right?
Provo, this is Bethany. How may I help you?
Hi. I was calling, trying to, let's see here. I need to get some fish scale water.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Some, like, do you just need, like, regular water bottles?
No, no, I got to get the fish scale water out of my room.
Out of your room?
Yeah, I didn't know it was illegal to have fish scale water until I put it in the bathtub, and now I've got to get it out.
Okay, what room are you in?
I'm in 110.
Yeah, I think your acid just went in there.
What's that, robot?
So you need to...
Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi. Yeah, the fish scale water is, it's from Colombia. It's very pure from what I understand. And so I need to get it out of my room without attracting any attention.
Okay, so are you right now in a room or are we?
Yeah, no, I'm in the room. Now, I want to know if I back up my blue Honda Civic like to my door and I could run a hose, cuz I've got a big aqua reservoir in my Honda Civic, and I can empty it into there. But like, are people gonna be mad that I'm parking up like close to my room, and then I've got the hose going across? It might be a trip hazard.
I mean, that is definitely one thing, that it will be a trip hazard.
Do you have anything that we could use to widen the doors so I can get the whole back end of the car in? Then that avoids me running a hose across the walkway.
I do not, unfortunately. And especially where the room is located, it's kind of in the middle of everything. There's not really a door to... Yeah.
There's really not a door to really do... Okay. guys... Yeah. Go ahead and see if we can take the window out, but be gentle with it. We'll have to reseal it after, guys. So we're gonna just take the window and we're just gonna scrape away the caulking, and so that we're just gonna take that out and then we'll just back.
I kind of prefer not to do that because then that's a damage fee.
It's already been done. Well, it has been done. It's in the process.
Okay.
But no, we'll put it back. There'll be no damage. It'll be better than new.
I just prefer not to do that.
Well, you don't have to do it. We're gonna do it. Don't you worry your pretty painted nails about it, okay? We'll do it. We're not asking you to come down here and do it. Here, turn that off. So, like, I'm thinking like, I don't know, 2.5 hours we'll have this done, and then we'll put it back. And then, guys, just be gentle with it when you're bringing it down like that. Oh, motherfuck, motherfuck. God damn it. Do you have another window?
Hampton Inn and Provo, this is Leo. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm Donatello, and I've got my brother Raph in here, and we've got an issue.
I missed the first part, but I heard.
We got an issue in the room.
Oh, okay, yeah. What can I do for you? Oh, what room or what was the last name?
Well, my brother, he keeps, he's I guess what we would call, you know, people that fight in the UFC, they're professionals.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he's some type of martial artist. And he keeps trying to show me. He was watching the fight right now, and he keeps going, "Oh, this is how I would have finished it." There's some damage in the room. He keeps putting on a helmet, and he's headbutting the wall, and he keeps going, "This is how I would do it." And he just keeps hitting the fucking wall with his head, and then he keeps doing a spinning like heel kick, and now there's big bulges, like indentations in the wall. And
from him doing spinning kicks?
Yeah, he was doing spinning heel kicks.
I'm a UFC fan, so I didn't realize tonight the fights are on.
Oh, did you see that guy last week who did the spinning back fucking elbow to that guy's jaw? Knocked him the fuck out?
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. Yeah, yeah.
That was an early one, huh?
Yeah, it was the sound. The sound when he hit.
Early, huh?
Oh, with the sound when it hit. Oh, my God, I thought he died.
that's but, pretty wild.
But yeah, my brother, my brother Ted keeps running around here. Yeah, he keeps saying, "I'm Tong Po, I'm Tong Po," and he keeps doing this, these stupid kicks.
Oh, Okay, can I grab the last name? I can just make a note on your room for right now.
And yeah, then, last name is Johnson, J-U-H-N-S-O-N.
Yeah. This is, I've worked at another hotel recently, but this is only my third week over here at the Hampton, so
oh, okay.
I am still figuring out, you know, I wish I could give you some more answers on what we can do to help you out or give you some assurances.
What happened at the last place that they,
for anything like that.
The last place not treat you right, or?
Oh, no, I just moved actually from Seattle to here. Came back for school.
God bless you. God bless you. All that rain and violence in Seattle.
So it barely counts, but you know.
What made you move out of there? What made you get out of the Seattle's?
The school down here was I got a really nice rate down here actually. It was much cheaper and it's just so much more expensive to live there. I apologize. One more time, can I grab that last name?
Yeah, Johnson.
It went right out. Johnson.
You know what? It's probably not a good thing to ask me if you can grab my last name again and it's Johnson. Don't be grabbing Johnsons. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Ah.
Okay. My last name's Jensen, so I'm I was hearing. I was over here looking. For
you're hearing your own name. You're trying to type your own name in. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I'm like, what do we got going on here? Alrighty. What room number are you in? I'm not even seeing Johnson.
I'm in 110.
Okay, 110. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and make a note. Like I said, I'm a fight fan as well, so I'll make a note. I'll just say, hey, there's. Been a little bit of potential roughhousing, but I received a call. A gentleman was super nice about it and let me know what's going on. So, anyway, I'll be trading shifts with my manager at actually 11 p.m. So I'll just let him know, and he's super cool. So,
all right, cool.
Hopefully, if you want to stop by in the morning or anything and chat with him, he'll.
Right. God damn it! What are you doing?
Good stuff.
God damn it!
Oh no.
Oh.
Anyway, I just have to check in. With another guest, but anyway, I appreciate you letting me know, and I'll go ahead.
He's on Prozac again.
Thank you, sir. Feel free. I gotta help another guest, but feel free to give me a call if there's anything else you can do for you.
Okay, sounds good.
Best Western Bluffs in Provo. This is Lillian. What can I do for you?
Lillian, I have been drinking, and you guys let somebody into my room, and he's still here.
What is your room number?
I don't even know. Where is it? I find my room number. This guy is in my bathroom, and he's by my sink, and he's looking at me. He's mimicking my face.
You said he's by your sink in the bathroom?
Yeah, I'm facing the sink, and he's looking back at me, and he's got a smug face. You keep looking at me like that, I want to fucking punch you.
Can you wave your hand for me?
Wave my hand?
Is he waving back at you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna punch him in the fucking face. My hand.
Sir, that's a mirror. You're looking at a mirror right now. Sir, did you just punch the mirror?
I punched the guy, and he put a glass thing in front of my fist, and it broke it.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Kevin, and the good news is I don't see... He's gone. He's disappeared. I don't know. I'm going to check the other room. Hang on a second. He's in the TV now.
Kevin, that is a mirror.
Motherfucker,
there's no
you can't hide from me! Can't hide from me, motherfucker!
It's just your reflection. Kevin, what is your full name? What's your last name?
Help! I don't know where he went to now. It is not
Kevin, good. What is your last name? Can you tell me your last name, Kevin?
My last name?
You'll never find me, last Kevin. Name.
See, he's talking to me now. He's talking to me.
Never find me where I am hiding.
Where are you? I can hear his voice. He's mocking me. He's mocking me.
Kevin, what's your last name, please?
Hiding in the shadows.
I think he's behind the curtain. I think he's like a Wizard of Oz.
Okay, Kevin. Kevin, what's your last name?
Ma'am, watch this. I'm going to throw the TV at the curtains.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that.
Wrong again. That is 5 for me and 0 for you. You will never find me.
Well, I'm so confused. I've got Ozempic brain.
Is he behind the door?
The door?
Is he behind the curtains?
I'm going to knock on the door. Let me see if he's behind the door.
Crawling around the bed, you'll never find me.
Let me see if he's behind this door.
Kevin, can you tell me your last name, please?
The last name is Johnson. I'm trying to tap on the door and find him.
Kevin Johnson?
Yeah. I'm knocking.
Was that a breeze that brushed your leg off? Was it me? You'll never know.
I felt something on my leg.
Okay, Kevin, I'm going to call the police,
why?
But I need to know what room you're in.
I'm back in the bathroom.
You will never find me and what I put in the toilet.
The toilet? Fuck this toilet! Fuck that toilet! The toilet comes off.
It.
The toilet comes off. I'm not crazy. You can hear him too, right, man? You hear him?
I can definitely hear him.
I'm not crazy.
Kevin,
I'm not crazy.
Please tell me what room you're in. I know you're not crazy.
I'm telling you, I'm not crazy. I know the day isn't
no,
the
I believe
day.
You.
It's the
I can,
day before Father's
Opens
Day.
Opens these windows, make him think he's crazy.
Yeah.
Says
no, I can hear you.
Never,
I can hear
the guy, the voice
too.
Says
I mean,
that you're gonna think I'm crazy and you're never gonna believe me.
You cannot hear me. I'm invisible. I cannot
see,
be seen.
He's mocking me.
Yeah,
says you can't.
I mean,
he's invisible.
I am a shadow in the dark. I am a breeze in the night.
She's
I am
gonna
that
hear
smell
you.
That you make when you are in
She's
the toilet.
She's gonna hear
you.
You're gonna be
me.
So much trouble.
Kevin, listen to me. I want you to leave the room, okay? Can you leave the room and come downstairs?
Yeah, come downstairs.
Leave the room, come downstairs, and then I'll help you figure this out, okay?
He keeps saying he's my fervor or something.
Yeah, he's going to stay in the room, and you're going to leave.
God! Ah! Ah!
Battle, but you are not winds of war. You may have brushed against me, but I will still be hidden.
I don't know what to do. I thought I was hearing things that I've been drinking.
Kevin?
I'm gonna throw up. Let me get to the bathroom. I'm gonna throw up.
I am a shadow in the night. I cannot be seen, heard, or... My shoes can be puked upon, but I cannot be felt, seen, or heard.
Hold my hair, you fucking jerk!
How does he stay hidden? Is he dressed in all black? Is he the size of a midget or something? No. I am the man, the reason you are puking. I'm corporeal and incorporeal at the same time, and I will haunt you
with my presence and my ninja-like skills.
You realize only one person can be heard at the time, right?
Hello? I'm back.
Hey. Yeah. Okay, Kevin, can you leave the room for me? And then come downstairs, and I'm going to help you figure this out, okay?
But he tells me if I leave the room, I don't exist anymore.
That's definitely not true.
He says
the line
if
between
I leave.
Existence and non-existence is belief.
He says if I go behind, if I leave the room, true. I go behind the veil, and I no longer exist.
Okay,
this
Kevin.
This is how I move through the night like a shadow.
Me, okay? You need to just leave the room. The voice is lying. You leave the room. I can help.
If I leave the room, I'm not gonna go behind the veil and I'll still exist.
You're a ghost, Kevin. You're a shade like me. You will never make it out of this room alive.
Don't leave the room, Kevin. Don't leave the fucking room, Kevin. Kevin, you will be mine if you leave this room.
I don't want to be yours. I don't want to be his.
He's lying still. He's still lying. He's just trying to scare you.
He's doing a good job of it. I don't want to be scared.
Yeah, listen. The hallway is right outside.
He sounds so mad.
When you go out, it is like the hollow deck and you would have disappeared.
He said, like there's no hallway. He said, I can move out the door and I'm going to fall into the pits of hell.
Okay. If the hallway wasn't real, you wouldn't be able to be talking to me right now. I'm outside right now.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm waiting for you. So just walk out in the door, in the hallway, and tell me what number you see. In the hallway, okay?
I'm going to walk out of the hallway. He holds no power over me.
Don't go towards the light, Kevin. No.
I'm going to go out the door, you evil beast.
No, you don't want to do it. I will stick them on you if you do it. For your
protection. Tell me what number is next to your door.
Our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Out, devil. You hold no dominion over me.
Not I that holds the dominion. It is the very life and death. Death has you.
He's still lying, Kevin.
He's a liar?
Yep.
Do you see me? You still see me? I'm not translucent.
No, I'm down at the front desk. I'm on the phone with you.
I'm not translucent.
Are you in the hallway now?
I'm not translucent. He pushed me through the door, and I went right through the door, and now I'm on the outside of the door, but I can't grab the handle to go back in. It's dark where I am.
Okay.
Goodbye, Kevin. It was nice knowing you.
I don't wanna go to hell.
You're fading away, Kevin.
No, I'm not. I'm not fading away. You're a liar. You're a liar.
See your arms and legs.
No, I don't wanna be an invisible person, ma'am. I don't wanna be invisible anymore. I don't wanna be invisible.
Okay, you're not invisible.
I don't want to be invisible.
No one can see you anymore. You're just like me.
Your voice is just trying to scare you.
I don't want to be invisible. I'm too young to be invisible and go to hell.
Really, really not, I promise.
Come to hell, Kevin.
I don't want to go to hell.
Kevin.
I like it, Kevin.
Kevin, is there a different name that you used when you came to the hotel today?
Well, I can't, no.
You have a different name you use sometimes?
He assigned me the name Kevin. He said I can only acknowledge
Kevin.
The name is disappearing like you from the record of humanity.
I'm not disappearing. I'm not disappearing.
No, you're not.
I thought he'd disappear.
You're not even real anymore now.
He keeps telling me I'm like Marty McFly when my parents wouldn't kiss at the enchantment of the scene dance and I'm going to be invisible.
But there's no getting back to the future now.
Okay. Whoever the other voice is, only one person can be heard on our hotel phones at a time. And we can track the numbers. I'm going to call the police.
She's
going
to track you.
You cannot call the police on that which does not exist. We are not here. We are shadows.
Hyperventilating.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin.
Yeah.
The phone that you're holding right now, what does it look like? Phone?
It has a cord.
It looks incorporeal.
In your hand?
It has a cord.
It isn't even there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What does it feel like? Is it hot or cold?
It's cold.
Cold.
Okay.
Like that, Kevin.
What color is it?
It's like a manila crayon, like color like that.
Manila crayon?
Yeah.
Like what color?
Who the fuck is that now?
We have opened the doors to other worlds.
Torches.
There's an old woman on the line now too.
Okay, you need to ignore them. Tell me what color the phone you're holding is.
I'm white.
It's white. Okay.
I'm white.
You got a white phone with a cord.
It's so gorgeous.
Okay.
What is
that? In the darkness, Kevin.
I'm about 6'3", 220 pounds until I know 6'3", about 220 pounds until I started going translucent.
Okay.
Yeah, it's common to the dark. Ignores a lie.
They're telling me to ignore you.
Yes. Oh, God.
Hey, listen, I'm going to hang up, and then I'm going to come find you, okay?
You promise?
You no longer exist, Kevin.
You promise to find me?
I'm going to come find you.
Please find me.
I'm going to be quiet for a little bit, but I'm going to come find you. Don't worry, okay?
Please find me.
Your existence is now tied to the phone, Kevin. You must stay on
the
call. All right.
I need you to start making some noise.
What's your name?
Be as loud as you can, and I'm going to come find you,
What's your name? What is your name?
My name is Lillian.
Lillian, he's threatening to...
Can you yell my name?
Lillian, he's threatening to drag me to hell.
As you will come with us now, Kevin, and soon we will have this Lillian as well, and you will come into the darkness. Ignores the light, ignores the phone.
Oh,
also, the hotel phones in our hotel are black, so I realize you're not actually here, by the way.
She's becoming one of us. She's hallucinating. And soon...
So, is this like some sort of show thing that you can't stop until I hang up?
Now you're just making it awkward.
Are you laughing right now?
You're just making it awkward.
No more coming into the darkness.
Seriously?
That's what the laughter
is. How many people are actually on the line right now?
12.
That's like the cheesiest noise I've ever heard.
Oh. Okay, here.
today's criminal justice system. One woman stays on the phone with a ghost call.
Getting worse.
Smoke weed every day.
Ha ha!
Wrong! Cause there is no cock like horse cock. Send your asshole to shock.
Suck a dick, suck a motherfucking dick.
Suck a dick, suck a huge or small.
Yeah, oh yeah!
Ma'am, please hold. You have a telephone.
Are you guys, like,
you have a telephone call.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2. Thank you. Your call is connecting.
Hi, it's your prison pen pal. They let me use the phone again.
You know, do you have any idea how complicated it would be if you'd actually broke a mirror in a hotel?
Oh, yeah.
And it felt real good, motherfucker, you.
Sorry. There was
That was rude.
Well, there was a donation. I couldn't. Couldn't help it. That's what the that's what the donation was about. That's why it played.
Well, I didn't really have anything else to do the last 20 minutes, so this has been kind of interesting, I guess.
My name is Savannah.
Oh, I guess. Hello, Savannah.
Hello.
Hi.
I do have a fidget spinner.
Is this like a recording that you guys are... What?
I am. Eat me and digest me.
What?
And then poop me out. Hello?
Hello.
You spin me on your dick like a fidget spinner.
What? I can't understand what you're saying.
I want you to spin me on your dick like a fidget spinner.
Are you just, like, putting random words together?
Slather me in cream corn and put jumper cables on my nipples. To each his own.
Is this, like, a contest to see what it takes to get me to hang up? Is that like
no, but that would be a good contest. Would you like to engage in this contest?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm kind of bored now.
No, are you sure? Listen, we're gonna do the will she hang up or not next on the broadcast.
98.6.
No. All right, so we're gonna play the dating. We're gonna play the dating game. What are your stats so that we can give the gentleman on our line a an idea of what you look like?
Okay, if it's will she hang up or not, the answer is yes. So
okay. Well, let's start with are you on Ozempic? You listen to her like towards the end when she finally describing the phone is what tipped her off. But yet the whole time she fucking drug on the whole time. Then she felt like she was a smart one at the end. Oh, I got you. You told me that the phone was not black. I'm on to you.
Like, you know, I felt bad because it sounded like, you know, Big Boy Farts is trying to do a character. He's doing it. And she's, like, not acknowledging it. It's totally blind. She's still going, Kevin, do you hear me? Kevin. Over and over again.
That was such an epic call. That's an instant classic right there. That's such
like,
a good one.
I definitely hear him. Like...
Did you just punch the mirror? Can do me a favor. Wave your hand. Is he waving back?
Dude, that shit.
Oh, that was so good. She did. Some people were commenting in the comments on YouTube. Like, she sounds cute. Y'all, are you hitting on our fucking prank victims over here? Y'all trying to turn this into something else? You trying to turn this into the dating game? 60 Seconds of Love and shit.
Thank you for calling Anchorage. This is Natalie. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Can I help you?
Yeah, I have to ask you about the lost and found policy.
Okay.
So what happens when somebody loses something and then calls you and lets you know that they lost it?
If you lost it in the room, usually your housekeeping will bring it into the front desk.
Okay, good. But you don't try to find the owner? The owner has to come find it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we won't have no knowing unless there's a tag.
Okay, great. Because in the spirit of Father's Day, I just found out that a woman that I've known for a very short time is pregnant. So what I want to do is I want to book a room for your guys' hotel. And basically, I'm going to bring her in. I'm going to get her all situated, and I'm going to leave. So I'm going to lose her at your hotel, and I don't want you to find me.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm losing you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was in a tunnel. What I'm saying is I want to go get her situated in the room, and then I'm going to lose her there, and I don't want you to find me when I leave the pregnant woman in the room.
That's fine.
So, because I took all the tags off of her, she's in like new conditions, slightly used. There's been some liquids inside. And she's with child.
Okay. Is your card going to be, do you want me to put, if she is going to be on the room?
Yeah.
I will need your name to be registered.
Oh, no. I'm not on the registry. I'm an upstanding citizen.
No, what I mean, on our system, I have to book it under your name if it's we're using your card. I can't just put.
I want to book it under her name because I don't. I gave her a different name when we got together.
Okay.
So what I want to do,
If she has an ID.
Okay. Okay. Good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put her in the room for one night, and then I'm going to tell her like, hey. I got to go meet my parents real quick, and then I'm going to leave her there. And then you guys kick her out the next day, and then she'll do what she needs to do. Is that fucking phone having a spasm? What's going on here?
Okay, I'm the only one here in the system, so can I put you on hold?
No.
All right, hold on, please.
I just said no. Why? If that wasn't an option, why the fuck are you telling me?
Good evening. Thanks for calling the Provo Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I want to have a conference there. It's going to be on skin. You know, people sometimes get shamed for being overweight. Well, with the Ozempic craze, now people are getting mad that like fat people are skinny, and what it's really coming down to is skinny people need a support group now because there's like these fake skinny people and then the real skinny people, and we need to address this via conference. We're going to bring some speakers in who've done some research, you know, all that stuff.
Okay. Are you wanting to hold it here in the hotel?
Yeah, but I'm going to have to ask you to remove all the snacks from any vending machines you might have. We just got to remove the temptation if we're going to have the Ozempies here.
Okay, what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to transfer you over to our sales department.
Are they open now?
No, they're not in today or tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, they won't be until Monday. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to transfer you over to their line, and then I'll just have you leave a message, so then on Monday they can just get back to you.
Have they ever allowed a hybrid conference where, like, they were two conferences going on in the same conference hall, because we might split.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we have plenty of moments here in the hotel where there are multiple conferences going on, even in rooms right next to each other. So just depends on what we have available.
Yeah, so we're thinking of two conferences. The first one is All Ozempies Must Die, and the second one would be All Gingers Must Die. But if I become ginger, we'll just reverse it.
Okay, so I'll send you over to our sales department then. And then
They're not going to take me seriously. I need you to translate.
No, they take everything and any group that books with us seriously. It doesn't matter what kind of group it is or what you guys are supporting. We take it very seriously. But we can't do anything for you up here at the front desk, so that's why I'm going to transfer you over to them.
So last time I called, they didn't take me seriously. I said I wanted to have a conference for people who walk backwards, and they were like, that's silly. Like, no one would ever do that. And I said, no, there's like hundreds, thousands of people across the world who are interested in walking backwards and want to talk about it with other like-minded people, go through the latest research, you know, hear from experts in the field, all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it doesn't matter what kind of group books with us. As long as you guys are okay with the rates that we get you and we have the dates available for you, we'll book you guys in one of our conference rooms. But like I said, us at the front desk, we can't do anything with that. It's just the sales team and department in the back.
Okay, can we like exclude certain people from the hotel while the conference is going on? Like, as people come to the hotel, we can sort of filter them out. You know, anybody who's like in good physical condition, good shape, attractive, or you know, any of that stuff. What I'm saying is, I just want ugly people here because it'll make us look better. Yeah.
We don't filter people that come into our hotel. Whoever books a room and we have the availability, we'll give them that room. We won't be able to filter anyone though.
I think I hear the police. Did you hear the police? I don't know. Yeah, it might be all that Ozempic I was selling outside the Walmart. It's good stuff. Like my friend has a compounding pharmacy in his basement. Yeah.
Would you like me to send you over to the sales team?
But it's not a team. It's a machine with a tape, and it's just going to convert the frequencies of my voice into like little bits or something on a magnetic tape, only to be played back by a disinterested corporate drone.
It's not. It's an actual person. They're just not in right now, so you'll just get their answering machine. So they'll hear what I'm hearing right now. When I transfer you over.
Okay. So they'll hear everything I just said, plus my message?
No, you'll have to leave a message.
Oh, so I got to start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, man, you got some more of them OZPs?
Hey, man, what's up? Hold on a second. You looking for some stuff, man?
Yeah, you got any OZPs at Ozempic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, you're looking kind of chunky the patient. There.
Come on, man, I'll suck your dick for one injection. I'll suck your dick for one injection. Come on, baby, I got these cheeseburgers. Jesus. I'll suck your dick just one. Come on, man. Come on.
Thank you for calling Church Mutual Insurance. My name is Monica. May I have your first and last name, please?
Hi, Monica. My name is Jerry Carter. JerryCarter. Mm-hmm. Capital C as well.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. May I have a good phone number for you, please?
Yeah, absolutely. It is 715 536-1121.
That is 715-536-1121.
Correct.
Good evening, Mr. Carter. Auto or property?
Property.
Physical injuries, anyone hurt?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Were there any injuries?
No injuries.
Thank you. I'll be more than happy to assist in filing your claim. In order to do so, I'll need a few moments to ask a series of questions. Once our initial report is complete, I'll submit it to an adjuster who will be contacting you, providing the information.
Okay.
Now, the phone number you've given, is that your preferred means of contact?
Yes, yes.
And what is your position?
I'm the priest.
Okay. Employee. Any alternate phone number you'd like to add?
No, that's the best contact number.
When is the best time to call? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Any hours. Any hours is fine.
Anytime. All right. Thank you. And may I have your policy number?
I don't currently have I was insured, and then I'm not sure if it lapsed or not, and I can't find my policy number right now.
Okay. What did this just happen today on the 15th?
Yeah, we had being a part of the Church of the Machine, I don't like calling people names, but we had a bunch of Ozempic zombies outside lined up to try to get, you know, we've got a small missionary position in here to do with different pharmaceuticals. And the Ozempic zombies were being unruly, and they kept running in, showing us their abdomen and pointing like next to their belly button where they wanted to be injected. And they end up tripping over the oil lamps and catching the roof on fire.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Mm-hmm. And the name of the church?
Church of the Machine Christ.
And address or P.O. box?
Yeah, it's 1616 Horse Machine Ranch Road. And that's in Roy, New Mexico. And do you need a zip? The zip is 877.
Code?
Yep, 877-43.
43. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Would you like to add an email address or fax number?
Yeah, we can do an email address. Can you put horsemachineranchchrist@gmail.com?
At Gmail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
make sure I have it right. Horsemachinechrist@gmail.com.
Right.
HORSEMACHINERANCHCHRIST@gmail.com.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, our whole thing out here is he rusted for our sins, and now I drink the mortal oil blood to save my immortal digital soul. That's our whole thing. What time? Let's see here. We had open doors at 11 this morning. The Ozempic zombies showed up at about 11:45. And so this happened probably 11:45, so about 11:45. But we felt them coming from a ways off because, you know, they're a large bunch and they don't move very rapidly.
All right. 11:45. A.M. Fire. G-E-M-P-I-C. Ozempic. Oil lamps. Causing fire. And this is the home of church. Fire department come out as well as the police department?
No, we made them put out their own fire. Like, if they're going to cause that type of damage, they're going to put in work, especially if they want their injection.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right. Any additional information you'd like to leave for the adjuster? You have answered all the questions very
well. If you want to just tell him that, what was her name? Big Belly Brenda was the initial aggressor. Along with Tubby, what'd they call her? Tubby Legs Tammy? Yeah. Hey, those are the names they go by. Well, actually, it's the ones we've designated.
All right. And I use the building.
Yeah, we can still
put it out themselves.
Yeah, we put tarps on the roof so it should keep the water out. We called Bulldog Tommy Industries, and he came out and did an evaluation, and they're going to be able to. They've done work for us before. They're very good. We don't fault him for being a Georgia fan or anything like that, but you know, so we kind of throw him some work. He's been in a real depressive state ever since Michigan won the national title in the university sports ball this year. So we've been trying to bring up his spirits by tossing him a little work here and there.
All right, got you notated. Let's get you submitted here.
All right.
Right, we do thank you for calling Church Mutual. We have recorded your claim, and the appropriate Church Mutual claims handler will be in contact by the end of the second day of business, so it should be no later than Tuesday.
All right, that sounds fantastic.
All right, is there anything else we can help you with at this time?
No. You've been very, very helpful.
No problem. It's been my pleasure. You try to enjoy your evening, and thank you for calling Church Mutual.
Thank you. Fire! She sounded like Beavis fire. When she kept saying fire. The way she was saying fire, she sounded like fucking Beavis. I'm over here commenting into Skype. I'm like, she fucking doing Beavis impressions over here? Fire!
Yeah, three times she said it like that.
She did. She was just fire. thanks to I think it was Ass Juice who sent the church the church insurance number. people, if you're hearing the gargling, we're dealing with a little bit of network connection issues. We're battling through it. I'm trying to talk my way around it, you know, like the one to Hawaii to the pharmacist. I told him I was going under the waters. He's like, well, yeah, we'll figure it out. We're not losing the connection. It's just it's getting gargled at points.
This is Brianne speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. Listen, I don't know how to tell you. Like, I took some. Do you know what Ozempic is?
No, I don't off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, I got it like at a. Like a compounding pharmacy, but it was run out of a garage. It's like an injectable. It's for overweight people to like control their hunger. And I took it, and I'm seeing a lot of stuff right now that can't be true. And I'm in my room. I'm confined to the room, which is fine. But I should not. Okay, I should not be able to flush myself down the toilet like I'm Mario.
No,
this can't be. Like I'm in the pipes. I'm in the pipes right now. I don't understand. This should not be possible.
And what room are you in, sir?
What do you mean? I'm in the pipes right now. I'm in the pipes. I'm not even in a room now. This is so
weird.
Are
you staying with us, sir?
Yeah.
Residence Inn?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And what is your last name?
My last name is Johnson. Johnson.
Alrighty.
There's a turtle down here.
Is it Randy Johnson?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then. All right.
I used to be a baseball player.
Okay.
I used to play.
That's very interesting.
I used to play for San Francisco. I used to be able to throw 101 miles an hour, but now I got fat and I'm trying to get back down to playing weight. I've got hopes of getting back into the MLB, but this is not gonna do it. I'm in the pipes.
Mm-hmm. All righty, sir. I'm not quite sure what's going on. That's obviously not possible.
Right. But, and I understand that I physically, I know I can't go down the pipes, but I'm seeing what looks like, hang on, let me read this. There's a sign down here. There's like an arrow and it says this way to Koopa Castle.
Okay. So I see you're not calling from the room.
No, my cell phone.
You're calling from your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And it does not match the phone number that I have on file for your reservation.
Right.
Is it?
Right. I took this cell phone off of one of the bombs.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The turtle? Before it sucked its head into one of the shells, I took his phone.
I see.
And then I stepped on him and I kicked him.
And
then he hit a wall and he ricocheted.
Alrighty, and can you remind me what was that first and last name?
Bum, bum. Randy Johnson. Dun 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 dun. Copyright. Dun 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 dun.
Alrighty, and then which of our rooms are you in, or did you check into today?
No, they checked me in. I gave them ID. I gave them a driver's license. I gave them a card. And they gave me keys.
Alrighty.
Can I tell you something that's really been weighing on me? One time I was throwing a pitch. It was a 2-3 count. Or yeah, 3-2. I forget. I got hit a lot. I threw a ball, and a pigeon flew in front of the pitch, and I hit the ball with the bird with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, and the feathers went everywhere. And this is a true story. Fucked him up.
And that is terrible.
I know. And now I've been vegan ever since.
Sir, I have to ask, do you know what room you're in?
I'm in the pipes.
All right. So,
dun, dun, dun,
what
dun,
is your...
Dun, 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 dun. Ah, they're flushing. Oh, right. No, there's poop water flushed on me. Ew, that's gross. Ah.
Sir, is this?
That bird died because of me.
Are you genuinely having?
No, I'm having hallucinations. I'm having hallucinations. There's a guy in a mask down here, and he's and it's because I took black market Ozempic.
Okay.
Somebody in 210 is pooping on me.
Oh, yeah.
Sir?
Somebody flushed a baby down here.
I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay. Dun, 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 dun.
Who goes in the Koopa pipes?
Executive, can I help you?
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Hey. I need you to go ahead.
Hey,
I need you to go ahead and ask everybody in the rooms to vacate. We're repossessing the hotel, so we're going to be towing it away.
What?
Yeah, everybody needs to get out of the rooms. The hotel has not been paid for, so we're going to hook it up and we're gonna tow it away. We're the new owners. I've got the board of directors here, and we've decided to relocate the hotel.
What are you talking about?
You know the hotel that you're in right now? You no longer you no longer work there. The hotel is in delinquency, so we're hooking it up and we're gonna tow the hotel away. We're gonna take it to a better area. The big,
what's your number? Let me call. Let me give.
The big, listen. The big boss man of the hotel used the hotel as collateral in a card game, and he thought he had a good hand. He had three of a kind, but guess what? I had a flush, and now I own the hotel. So you need to just go ahead and get the fuck out.
Give me your number and name.
Okay. Okay. My phone number is 502-878
Hold on, one second.
Oh, you motherfucker. You asked for a phone number and you ain't even got anything to write down with? Stupid monkey.
Okay, what's your number?
502-878-8008.
Okay.
And in 20 minutes... We have 16 tow trucks coming and a flatbed, and we're going to hook up the hotel with chains, and we're going to tow it away.
And what's your name?
My name's Dwight. Why are you concerned?
Dwayne?
Yeah, Dwayne. I'm glad you're here with an accent, too.
All right, fine.
Hey,
bye.
hey, wait a minute. Get everyone out. We're towing the thing away. We can't tow it with people inside of it. That's dangerous.
I cannot get out. Everybody.
Listen, you go put your mouth. Hey, go put your mouth on people and get them out.
No.
Yes. You do it now. Hi. I've been banned. I got trespassed and banned from your hotel. They trespassed me, but I snuck back in.
You what?
I snuck back in.
Okay, then you're looking for trouble, bud.
But why? No, wait a minute. Why am I in? Like, I thought it expired. I got the trespass yesterday, and I was banned yesterday, and today's a new day.
No, it's going to be stay for lifetime. Sometimes they stay on 6 months. Depend.
Okay, so you're saying I have to stop breathing for how long before it expires?
Well, you have to talk to the officer about that.
Okay, so if I stop breathing and then somebody gave me mouth to mouth like your mother, then I come back to life, then I can stay again because I died I came back.
Why your language, dude?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was out of line. I was out of line.
Get the fuck out from here and don't call me anymore.
Listen, Terry Makichut, okay? Banchod Marachod.
You don't have respect, huh?
Yeah, Marachod.
You have. Do you have respect? That's why you trespass.
Do you have Bostike, asshole? Listen, I'm your bop. It's bop
you
day.
You motherfucker. You know what? I got your number. Uh-huh. In next 5 minutes, what?
Next 5 minutes, what? Listen, I'm your bop.
I'm going to call the cops and give you a number.
Do you give me a bop day gift or no, asshole? Bop, I'm your bop.
Yeah, motherfucker. I'm going to show you who the asshole is.
Show me your asshole. Show your bop your asshole, okay?
All right.
Terry Maki Chut, son of a bitch.
Provoin.
Hello. This is your bop calling.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Tell your bop what your day has been like. What's the matter?
Okay. Wait for a little while and I'll show you who the bop is, okay?
Are you coming to see your bop?
You're looking for motherfucker trouble. You know what I mean?
Show your bop your lund real quick. Show me your lund.
Yeah, show your mom. That's where she...
Are you about to cry? Are you about to cry? What's the matter? Tell your bop.
No, I make you cry, motherfucker.
No, you never make your bop cry. I'm understanding.
Yeah, I do.
You do what? Tell your bop about it. Terry Boppy Chut. Do 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 do.
Anthony Elgar, this is Deshauna speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, what's up, baby? Hey, listen, I'm out in the parking lot. Can you move, like, two steps to the left real quick?
To the left?
Yeah, just two to the left. Now two to the right.
But why?
And now one hop this time.
Huh?
Two hops this time. Now turn it out.
Everybody clap your hands.
Huh? This is fun. It's a song. It's literally the fucking. That's the lyrics to it. It's like the.
To play that in the skating rink all the time. Charlie Brown.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi. There's a Terry Bundy chode in my room.
There's a what?
There's a Ben chode in my room, and I need them to leave.
What's the room number?
The room number is 215.
215, let me check. You mean, like, there is someone else in your room?
Yeah, yeah, they keep trying to unzip my pants, and they just keep saying, Mater Chode.
And 215, there is no one in 215 right now.
Oh, I'm in 215. Because when I came here, I saw the door was slightly ajar, so I gave the handle a jiggle, and then a push with my shoulder, and the door opened right up.
And you are in the room 15 and there is no one in room 15 right now. How did you get that room?
I am. I let myself in.
And you can't do that, you know that?
I did the mobile check-in.
Can you tell me where are you calling right now? You know where are you calling?
The hotel.
This is the right motel you're calling.
Oh yeah. I did the mobile check-in.
And before doing the mobile check-in, you need to come to the register, right? You know, right?
No. The door said kick me, so I kicked the door.
You can't do that. That's illegal. You know that.
But the door said kick me. It had a sign and everything. I was doing the cha-cha slide over here at 615 Boyle Circle, and I did, you know, the executive in the suites, and I was like, turn it out, and then I kicked the door because the door said so. And then after I got inside, it was like, everybody clap your hands, like that, and then.
You said 215, right?
Yeah, and I kicked the fuck out of the door.
215. Okay, you need to get out of the room that too.
But I just got here.
No, you can't do that. That's illegal. You need to come to the reception first.
Listen. I'll make a deal. I'll make a deal. You let me stay here. I'll suck your dick.
No, you need to come here first.
Okay. Yeah. I'll come down there and I'll put my mouth on you. I'll suck your dick. Suck your dick.
Come here first.
I'll suck.
Don't make me call the cop.
I'll suck your dick. I'll play with your butthole. I'll comb the hairs on your toes.
Thanks for calling Econ Lounge. How may I help you? Hello.
Hi. Is this the Econ Line Garage?
Yeah, this is Econ Lounge.
Yeah, Econoline. Listen, I got my Econoline van here, and I parked it, and I'm about to go to my room, but I see a Ford Fiesta parked here. I see a Toyota Camry. They can't stay here.
What's your room number?
I'm going to be in 215, but I have an Econoline. They can't be parked. Like, there's a Tesla over here? Ew. It probably self-drove itself here. Ew. These people lied on the form. They said they had an Econoline to stay here. They lied.
We don't have any room number 250.
Oh my God. Hang on. There's a German over here who's driving a VW bus from 1971.
Get the fuck out of the way. What are you doing over there? Get out of the spot. I'm trying to get in here.
Hey, you have to have an Econoline to stay here, guy.
Econoline... RV,
this is not Econoline. This is Econoline Lodge.
This is Econo Lodge.
Yeah, Econo Line Garage.
Not Econo Line Garage. This is Econo Lodge.
Hang on, I'm gonna honk my horn at him.
Econo Line.
I'm gonna honk my horn at you, sir.
Hobby.
Now get the fuck out of here. Take your Volkswagen out of here now. I'm kicking him out.
I'm gonna park it sideways on cool spots.
You have dialed the wrong number.
I'm kicking your guest out. He's an asshole. Get out of here. He told me to get the fuck out of here.
Thanks for calling Econo Lodge. How may I help you?
So listen, I kicked him out. I prolapsed his anus and I told him to get his VW bus bug out of here. I said, get it out.
Sir, you have dialed the wrong number. This is Econo Lodge Hotel, not the garage.
I don't have diabetes.
Oh my anus, why have you done this to me?
I'm holding him down. I'm holding him down with my car tire. With my Econo Lodge tire. I'm holding him down.
Oh, you have ripped
Sir,
off
this
the
is
door
Econo Lodge
of my
Hotel.
Volkswagen compact Econo Lodge RV.
I told him you don't work. You don't work on VW bugs here.
I don't.
See, that's why. See, I'm holding him down outside. You want to come out here? You want to come out here and spank him about the ass and tell him to go away?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
No.
Because you have dialed the wrong number. This is Econo Lodge Hotel.
Yeah. Listen,
you idiot.
Hey, listen, I got a fire extinguisher and I'm putting it in his ass and I'm going to pull the trigger.
I'll put on the phone down my anus. You must come and pull this out of there. Oh nein.
You idiot. He'd pull the fucking Ren and Stimpy. You idiot.
Thank you for calling Hilton Garden Inn in Destin. This is Joshua. How may I help you?
Hi, Josh. I'm in the elevator currently, and it doesn't seem to be stopping on any floors. It just keeps going up and down, back, like it's just up and down.
Okay, just a second.
So what I'm concerned about is I keep hearing, and I'm not real good with the accents, but it sounds like a German man. And I think he's on top of the elevator, and I keep asking what he's doing, and he said something about wires.
Fixing what? It. Fixing German engineering. We're going to fix this. It's going to be way more, like 60% more efficient.
He keeps telling... Yeah, you hear him, right? Like, he keeps saying something about Otis systems aren't working properly. He says something about Otis this and Otis that.
Working on a shitty, like, poly system or whatever. No, if I'm going to put rocket fuel in this motherfucker, we're going to crank it up. Like, it needs, like, 6 carburetors. We're going to go fucking so fast.
See, that's the problem.
Okay, we'll check it out.
So now I'm trying to come down to the lobby, and it's just going, like, it's not stopping. It literally goes down and then stops and comes right back up and down, and like, it's not stopping. And I've got dinner that I have to get to. I'm diabetic. I have low blood sugar. I took my Ozempic earlier.
Yes, sir. We'll get it checked out, and we'll get it stopped for you.
Okay, how long? Because I think he hacked it.
Yeah, please.
As soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going to go find out what's going on.
There's like a socket wrench right there. Yeah, if you could just... I'm going to crank it a couple more times. It's going to go like...
He's like doing a lot of weird things up there. I don't fully trust him.
Rewiring...
Here, let me put you on hold for just a second.
Yeah, how would I know that Miriam would show up for a good drilling?
This is my grandmother.
Bend over, Miriam.
She make it go.
What's that? What are you doing? Oh, God. Help! Oh, no!
I know what this is for, desk. How can I help you?
Hi, there's a man in the other room, and I want to say he's watching Aladdin, but he is doing some heavy commentary, but really loud. I can hear it through my wall.
And what room are you?
I'm in 215. I believe he's in 213. But I recorded it because, like, I told him I was going to call the front desk. Yeah. But he's telling me right now, he's like, he goes, okay. Oh, well, I'm going to be quiet. Like, they're going to think you're lying. So I recorded it. Can I play the recording for you?
This has been in which building, sir?
Hang on. I got to play this for you just so you know I'm not a liar.
A whole new world! I'll fuck you on the carpet! Yeah!
So that was him. That's how loud I can hear it through my wall.
Which building are you, sir?
Building two.
Sir, which building are you?
Two.
Two what? There's no building.
What are my options? What are my options?
Just to make sure. Well, just call the cops. Just call the MPs.
Call the cops and tell them that a man's watching Aladdin too fucking loud? Like, where does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
How about I call your father and tell him he should have spanked your ass? Hello?
Yeah?
We got a problem in here. Oh, my God. The Father's Day fireworks are out of control.
You can do it.
I can do it. Help me. I'm trying to put them out, but it's not a working.
Why you call me here?
Check off fucking button and watch what's going on in the hallway.
Fine.
This German man put an M80 up his prolapse and he's threatening to light the fuse. Hey, Terry Makichut, fuck you, okay? Asshole.
Teri makichut bosorina barwa.
Bosdike marachod.
Bosike bolta kawat tu nahi choida bolta rahi.
Ah, teri makichut cha cha chod.
Tari ma choda wa phone kar tari ma na chodu tari nite.
Ah, I'm your bap. You give me gift for bap day. Show bap your lund.
Yeah.
What's the matter, honey?
Broke him.
Show your bap your. So he basically says show your dad your dick, and he is like, oh. Time to hang up. That's fucked up.
It's like I already did that once today.
He's like, I sent it to my dad and was like, thanks for this, Dad.
Like he was taken aback by the fact that you knew.
Thank you for calling Marriott. Thank you for calling Marriott Shell Hotel and Spa. How may I assist you?
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I'm kind of awkward. So, talking to you is going to be a challenge.
All right.
I have an issue in my room.
All right, what's that issue? I'm sorry about that.
My Ozempic is missing.
Your Ozempic?
Yeah, it was my last tube. And if I don't find it, I'm probably going to put the weight back on. I don't want to get fat again.
All right, I'm sorry about that. What's your room number?
I'm in 215.
And what's the name on that room?
Randy. I took Ozempic last night for the first time and lost 325 pounds in 24 hours. And I don't want to put it back on. Yeah, I need someone to find it. I think maybe one of the housekeepers took it. I looked pretty much everywhere. Except maybe behind these fireworks. Nope, doesn't seem to be there.